Hello.
Oh, yeah, this guy doesn't say nothing. I was like, whoa. He might have been blinded by that total eclipse of the heart today. You saw us there?
No, I
Man,
couldn't see it.
let's get the business up, man. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
You
We
ready?
gotta get. I hope you I wish you could open up with some music, man. That's how serious we gotta get to this.
This guy. Hold on, let me pull my notes
Yo.
up. All right, listen, here's what I want to do before we get the pile started, because you may be anxious. So we gotta. I want to talk about Mike Delete later, then 7 minute drill, then the apology.
Oh, you are Jonathan. You're just killing
Or
me.
do you want to do 7 minute drill,
I want to
apology,
do
and then go
apology first.
No.
No,
You
you
got to lead up
know.
to
You know
it.
what? I got to give you my
Bro.
thoughts. We have to talk about our thoughts on
We're
what.
so raw, though. We're so.
No, I'm saying, no, I'm saying. We got to talk about what we've. I got to tell y'all how I felt when I first heard 7 minute drill, and that's what I'm saying. Like, we can't just go straight to the apology.
Hey, do it how you feel. I'm just gonna let my emotions out all the way through it, so it don't
This
matter.
guy, Manny Fontaine, he can't hold it. I can't
Nah.
hold
Nah, you
it.
know what? Listen, man, listen.
I want to introduce. Are you ready? You going up?
These Pop-Tart ass niggas, man. Go ahead.
Oh
Go ahead.
man!
Oh
Oh
man!
man!
This is
Welcome back to another episode of Studio Flows. About a week ago, I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fontaine.
Man, hurry up and let's get this
No,
shit
hey,
started, man.
I got to ask you a question. I got to ask Sarah a question as well. But it more pertains to you, Manny Fontaine. I think we've dropped the ball two, it's not been 2 weeks in a row, because I think there was a middle, but damn near 2 weeks in a row. One, we couldn't do because March Madness was happening. And I didn't think anything of it, because me and Manny Fontaine, we could have did instant reactions to Like Me easily. And then came back on Monday or whenever we recorded and did the whole We Don't Trust You album, right? Friday, should we have done instant reactions to 7 minute drill?
We
That
should
might
have.
delete later,
We should
not
have.
the
Those are the
project.
things that we should like
I
put
think
out
so.
quickly too. Like
And
put them on Instagram, put them on, like
yeah. And the reason I didn't do it, I hesitated because I didn't think things were going to change that much from Friday to Monday when we're recording this. Right? I was like, oh, we're going to record on Monday. Don't worry about it. Sarah's working this weekend and everything. So I was like, don't worry about it. But Manny Fontaine, you were the first. You were around 4 or 5 in the morning. I don't know what he was doing late night. You hit us up. You said, yo, cold drop, might delete later. I woke up, went to the gym. Listed a whole project. We're gonna start with the biggest story, and that's 7 minute drill.
Light work, like it's PWC. It's a cold world. Keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call. They say that somebody dissing. You want some attention and come with extensions.
And I was surprised that Cole thought to make a whole song instead of just some bars. For Kendrick Lamar, I was surprised that Cole was first. I knew Dreamville Festival was coming, but I thought he would have did something on the stage, right? He would have said a couple of bars. And then when I listened to it, it was, y'all, all right, we all familiar with this trope, right? Where you and your friends are in the middle of a, like getting on each other, like man, blah blah this, blah blah that, and then one of your friends laugh a little too hard. And that's your opportunity to be like, this nigga, I know you not. When Cole tried to say that Kendrick was born.
He's still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons. Your first shit was classic. Your last shit was tragic. Your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it.
And he put him to sleep. I said, no,
man,
you aren't the one.
Boo to all of this, John. I'm going to let you and Sarah have this. You and Sarah have this. Y'all have this part.
I'm not
going.
Dang,
yes,
he don't even be part of it until we get
I'm
up to
disgusted with Cole.
Till we get to the
And I'm
apology.
sorry, I can't do it. I can't pretend no more. You were smart too, Jonathan. You were really smart because you said I wanted to do the podcast Sunday. I'm so glad we didn't do it Sunday, because this would have been embarrassing.
Oh yeah, we talked. Yeah.
Because listen, I had different energy for
we
it.
Talked
right
before.
I almost wish that we. I wish
was your energy? That's what I wanted to hear before you get to
what was after seeing what we just saw.
No, because you know why? Girl. This is why. When I listened to the album, I started taking my notes. I put the first title of this week was going to be Cole April. Now I'm working with Cole's Not a Problem. Like, yeah. So when I wrote 7-Minute Drill, I wrote Short Jokes, Ranking Kendrick's Album, to Pimp a Butterfly. He was like, it was weak. They gassed it. And then I was like, wait a second. They did a Black Friday swap. He jumped right up when To Pimp a Butterfly and Forest Hill Drive that came out the following year. They swapped songs.
The whole industry been in shambles. Everybody fugazi. I'm just changing the channel. Kendrick Lamar, the people's champion, a man to move for analysts. Career damaging versus meditating when candles lit. I like my raps extra prolific. Some freestyling, no lunch tables and park benches.
J. Cole got on like Be Alright or something like that. He stuttered.
Demons, fuck do you know about my pain? If I quote it, nigga, I wrote it, nigga. Six headshots, Ali wrote a nigga. Pop another clip and I'm reloaded, nigga. Ain't no way around it, I'm the coldest, nigga. Do a nigga dirty like to clone, my nigga. Get you clinked up, then I fold you, nigga. Shout out to the haters who promote a nigga. Flow hot, whip cold, I'm bipolar, nigga.
Be All Right is a strong song for Pimp a Butterfly was good.
We had this discussion.
I should have known then when he said that.
This is what
he wasn't.
And then the timeline tried to jump out and was like, "Yeah, that album was born." We've had the discussion. The Pimp a Butterfly is not a club album. It's not a car ride album. It's not even a clean the house album. It is a full body project of self discovery, self growth, and it was the first album I listened to from Dissect, the podcast that broke down all these songs. It's one of those albums that you have to sit and think with. It's an album.
And that's what kind of artist he is, though. Like, we can't even, like, get away from that.
Yeah, it's all...
Like, that's what type of artist he is.
It's an album where the songs like Be All Right and I Love Myself barely... They work outside of the album, but they sound so much better in the progression of the album, right? So when he threw that out there, I was like, cool. The B switch, he was on some, you too short. Or before that, he said, you fell off, you doing shows, but this is Simpsons. And I was like, what is going on?
It doesn't even make sense for him to be saying that, because even when Damn came out, it was up there as one of the best albums of the
year.
That's
when it got the Pulitzer.
Like,
yeah.
And like, everyone knows that Kendrick Lamar's quote-unquote first album is a classic.
Yeah, the Good Kid, Mad City. Yeah, that's what he said. The first was a classic. The second was weak and they gassed it. Third was Damn. That's when you hit your prime.
Damn. And Damn is better than any of J. Cole's albums.
So he got on there. He got on there. He was lying, right? But he said on 3001, he cool with the line. So I was like, all right, cool, whatever. Let's go. So, and then he said, this is a warning shot. And I said, I got done listening to it. And I said, this wasn't the move, right? So before 85, I'm going to let 85 Tang go off, but let me give y'all my thoughts on what I felt like he should have did. I don't understand his whole team at all, right? There's nobody who should have let this leave the studio. Not one person. They should have said, all right, listen, man, you got Dreamville Fest coming up. You're dropping this on Friday. What do you think the four best bars are on here?
On 7
I'm going to tell you there ain't no four best bars on here. He could have went to, yeah. Right. Oh, and we should talk about that too. So it's called 7-Minute Drill because he has this, he writes it in 7 minutes.
It was about pushing himself to see, like, all right, can I get better? You know what I mean? Like he was really doing these drills he was talking about. Like, he does these
the thing he was talking
drills.
About, LA Leakers, right? Yeah, those 7-minute.
Yeah, he does these 7-minute drills that he had, like, Cosby doing and you know, T-minus. Well, he'll just be like, yo, you got 7 minutes. Like, it's basically his way of, like, breaking out of overthinking. Mm. Like, don't even think about it. Start a verse. What are we going to talk about? He'll be like, yo, Kaz, write a verse about pizza. I don't know. Like, and then they got 7 minutes, and then they put the time on, and then it's like, all right, what you got?
That's disrespect. He underestimated his opponent and overestimated himself. If Kendrick is coming at me.
No, but I understood that, too, though, because I made it seem like I don't even care about you, my nigga. You about to get 7 minutes. Right, oh, it was actually working. Right, it was actually really.
That's all you get.
Like, okay, we can't talk about this a little bit. This was like a nostalgic moment in beef, like for us, because like when this happens, we all, as a fans, we're all looking at like Floyd Mayweather versus Pacquiao. Yeah, you're excited. Yeah, everybody,
you're excited.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Finally, let's go.
He was like people were really upset about this song. Everybody was saying it was mid. And I was like, what did y'all expect? He didn't have to do too much because he already set the trap, right? We're all strategically looking at this as in like, okay, you don't know what. Everybody's trying to predict the next move or saying that he didn't hit hard enough. And I'm like, he still has many albums coming up. And he's been saying that he's the best rapper all the time. He's been saying he's Floyd Mayweather all the time.
Yes.
So all he has to do is keep jabbing this man, and he's gonna eventually fall. Like, as in, how much did y'all want from one track? Like, I didn't like, cause beef is supposed to be 6 or 7 tracks for us. Like, you think about Beanie Sigel?
Yeah, fuck the speculation, talk over. Nigga, dig this. I'm about to sun kiss like a soda and make J to the moi. Put his lips on his nine and really kiss the game goodbye.
And I wish people would start giving Beanie Sigel all his flowers, like, as in. He like I don't think there's a better
he had like three amazing albums out the gate.
When it comes to beef, like Beanie Sigel, the way he murdered Jadakiss was crazy. Yeah, he's a beast. Jadakiss got murdered so bad he had to fight 50 Cent to make himself feel better again.
That was great. But here's the thing: I think Cole's energy was a little off. He tried to be cool, and I feel as if Jay-Z's the only one that could pull off the coolness. Fab can do it too, right? And then I thought, if I'm J. Cole, I'm not giving you a song. You gave me a few bars. You have more animosity towards Drake. I'm not going to give you a song. There's a couple of things. I feel like J. Cole is a student of the game. He should have done this. The best disses that are not disses come from Biggie. It's Who Shot You? Which was not about Pac, but it sounded like it's about Pac, and Long Kiss, which I think it is about Pac, but he can't say it's about Pac because he might have did it after Pac died. Whatever. I think he should have took that kind of, studied those songs, right? And then I think at Dreamville Fest, you know what he should have really did? One of the best battle rappers, not even, one of the best rappers who has one of the greatest battle diss songs is Tupac. Tupac is straight to the point. There is no metaphors in that. It hit him up. There's none in it. No. Don't do hit him up. He gets on that stage. Come with me.
Hail Mary, run quick, see. What do we have here now? Gonna ride or die. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. Picture paragraphs unloaded. Wise words being quoted. Peep the weakness in the rap game and sold it.
I peeped the weakness in the rap game and sold it. Cole has been consistent. Yeah. It just stopped there. Cause I'm jumping on the California beat. I'm letting y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm not there, but don't push me. That's it. So I'm gonna give
no,
you.
No,
I think he overshot it, Manny Fontaine. That's all I'm saying. I think he overshot it.
So you think you want him to borrow something else because his whole outline with this diss was what Jay-Z did.
Oh my
did.
Gosh, yeah.
I mean.
I could divide. That's like your whole thing was coming at him for consistency. Your thing should have been attention. It should have been attention. Like,
I mean, if you really look at it, the diss wasn't even original.
It was
4 albums every 30 months. Oh, and then you want to talk about no self-awareness, y'all? Let's get to the apology. Do you know when the apology happens? On April 7th. We're recording this on April 8th. That was the same day on the Heart Part 4 that Kendrick said, you better apologize.
You know what time it is, Annie up, this is him forever. Y'all got to April the 7th to get your shit together.
Oh my God. But listen, it's just, you know, who is J. Cole now? He's not like my whole thing, like who, like, no, J. Cole, I don't want to hear none about you being the best rapper no more. Because you don't want to be it. No. Like, they put the gun in your hand and you got scared and you ran off like a little bitch. And listen, it's like The Wire. Remember when they had to kill what's it called? Michael B. Jordan character? Yeah.
Wallace.
Because
Wallace.
Wallace. They had to kill him because the motherfucker wasn't really no gangster. Like, they had to get rid of him. Yeah, you pissing yourself. Be a man.
I had the same thought. Not the Wallace thought, but I'm on my way. I'm getting off of work. I go to the gym, but I'm listening to the Cole Project one more again. It sounds all different. I say, damn, you had a lot of tough talk.
Yeah, it changed everything. It changed everything for me.
It's like Santa Claus ain't real. I said, you talk all this mess about how being great.
I said, and I'm just.
I know that.
No, you guys, he has another album coming out.
You know what he's going to know? No, because you know what? I'm not saying I'm not going to listen. I am. But then I always got a moment in my back of my head when it was really time to go out there and fight and be in that war. You scared. You back down. And what the fuck were you scared for? Y'all friends. Like me and Jonathan, if we was rapping and we was like getting to the Clash of Titans, we gotta go, right? Because we every time we rapped anywhere, we was trying to have a better verse than one another. It's still the same.
This is why this what shocked me. You didn't. He didn't have to go as personal as he did, or that as blatant. I was like, all right. There's a thing called there's energy, right? You guys are all familiar with it with the term energy. And let me see if I can pull this up. Meek Mill, we're going to talk about Meek Mill because he's... No, we're going to talk about Meek Mill. We got to. He's coming later on, too. When Meek Mill got into that beef with Drake, he had that one song who... the first song, remember, had the Undertaker, boom.
I want to know if a nigga ain't really putting it in, but acting like he putting it in. Niggas still letting it fly like it's cool. I really wanna know, man. Shit getting different out here. It's getting spooky. Now when that shit went down with Chris, you wrote a check.
And I was so disappointed. I was like, damn, Meek, you came out here with all this shit and you did this. Then I found this song.
So I'm riding around with a drum and the clock. On the gram, niggas said I couldn't come in my block. So I came through that bitch, me, myself, and the drop. Niggas know they touch me. Something get dropped.
So he started taking off on that. And I was like, damn, this would have been a better diss. You should have did this. But that brings us to his apology.
Me, right? So I'm so proud of that project. Except for one part. It's one part of that shit that make me feel like, man, that's the lamest shit I ever did in my fucking life, right? And I know this is not what a lot of people want to hear. I know I can hear my niggas up there right now like, nah, don't do that. But I got to keep it 100 with y'all, right? I damn near had a relapse, right? Because, one, I know my heart, you know what I mean? And, like, I know how I feel about my peers, these two niggas that I just been blessed to even stand beside in this game, let alone chase their greatness, right? So I felt conflicted because I'm like, bro, I know I don't really feel no way. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I moved in a way that I spiritually feel bad on me. Like I try to, like, jab my nigga back. And I try to keep it friendly, but at the end of the day, when I listen to it and when it comes out and I see the talk, that shit don't sit right with my spirit. That shit make me feel, that shit disrupts my fucking peace. So I just want to come up here and be like, publicly be like, bruh, that was the lamest, like, goofiest shit. And I say all that to say it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly.
So when Cole is on stage and he's apologizing, saying this was the lamest thing I've ever done and all this blah, blah, I said, now you got two L's. Mm-hmm. This wasn't the best. It wasn't the worst. But you can come back from that. Because Meek Mill came back from that 1-0 with war pain.
See, OVO chain, probably take that shit. So dreaming wasn't enough, we had to chase that shit. You ain't right, nigga, we caught you. Can't erase that shit. And you claiming you hoes now? Why you stake that shit?
Oh, it was a better song. Nobody remembers that first one that Meek Mill. I said, you could have. You just or say it later. 2 days.
Man, listen.
He couldn't sleep for 2 days. What do you think was going to happen?
This is your friend. Obviously, y'all. It's a blood sport. It's just y'all just sparring. There's nobody's dying. Nobody's about to get beat up. Nobody's about to get hurt. This is like the best beef.
Yeah.
It's really
what Hope say? This is rap beef, homie. I ain't got a scratch on me.
You know this. Go ahead.
All right. Can we... J. Cole. Joe Budden is what I want to say. Is getting a lot of praise. Because he called out something a lot of people did. Was like, you know, Cole didn't seem like his heart was in it. I advise you guys to go check out Pitchfork's review of the song on April 5th. It starts off like this. Rap beef is just not for J. Cole. He doesn't have the heart for the lying, disrespect, and animosity it requires to make an effective diss track. A memorable diss feels like the equivalent of someone getting their grade spit on. J. Cole's are like your camp counselor pulling you to the side, putting their hand on your shoulder, and advising you to stop belly flopping in the pool or else you might get hurt. It goes on to say, first of all, if there was going to be a response to Kendrick, it should have come from Drake. Sure, Cole was called out too, but he felt more like a footnote, as if someone got in a heated argument with a 6'6 dude and end up shoving their 5'7 friend. Also later on, it says, what is Cole afraid of, though? Does he think Kendrick is going to send Kamasi Washington and Terrace Martin to his front door? If you're going to call Kendrick's music weak, call it weak. Say Good Kid, Mad City is fake deep. Say Lansky Walker was actually the best member of TDE. Something Jay-Z did. He said, your bodyguard has a better Uchiwali verse than yours. It was a lie. He said, make up a conspiracy theory. Like you heard he had to perform a satanic ritual to get his Pulitzer. Anything other than this hilarious waffling about whether to call Kendrick trash. It goes on. It made no sense. And they try to be like, I don't care about the Grammys because you have a Grammy. And I was like, no. When has Kendrick ever bragged about a Grammy? Mm-hmm. That's you telling him yourself. He's never said anything.
And he seemed like he was going to cry, man.
It was a sad day for us Cole fans. Yeah,
it was a sad day for y'all.
Yeah.
I didn't expect much from him. I couldn't have cared less.
Hold up. No, wait. You got the Geminis coming at the Aquarius. It's cool. Yeah. We're our Aquarian brother.
But I want Kendrick takes his head off. I want Kendrick, and I hope that even Drake uses this. I hope to diss both of them.
For what?
I hope that he'd be like, yo, I'm not going to take this off my own like this nigga. He can catch a straight. I think, listen, anybody could. It's sad because he just ruined all that hard work he did. All this, like, I've been to be the best.
Yeah, he kept talking about killing people on features. I said, man, pretend like he was on a beat with Kendrick.
It's just like, go
hard.
Now we don't want to hear it. Now you got to get into some other conversation because that's all you've been talking about for years is how you're the best and how you work on your pen. And now your pen gets challenged and you walk off from everything. Like, you get all sad and you want to do Love Yours? Man, fuck that song.
Yeah,
maybe he just feels like
why
this ain't
you
him.
Pretend like that was
I
you
think
then.
That is it. But here's the thing though. Who in his squad hyped him up? That's twofold, man. It was given like he somebody let that shit get out the studio. If me and Cole are friends and he played that for me, I'm like, nah, say that. I'm not telling you to delete it. Don't put that on this album. Like, it's save some bars, do some acapella at the show.
No, that's
but
not.
Don't put that out. That's not it yet.
Yeah,
that first beat was trash too. The first beat was trash. And then who was this? Like, my man want to put some work in, and I was like, who want JID? What the fuck you talking about? Want to put some work in?
I mean, I think it was kind of petty though that he had this diss on the record and then had a TDE artist on the same album.
Oh, the pie. Yeah, he could have left.
No,
it
Ab Soul.
I know that's the song's called Pie.
Oh, you're talking about the song. I'm like, no, Ab Soul. What you talking about?
Yeah, with Daylight and Ab Soul. They had a great back and forth.
Pray to the heaven God with no disguise. We roll the dice and hope the soul are tied. Reap the fruit with no bow tie. Sensitive Pisces still thugging, baby. Ain't afraid to cry. Skinny Biggie lenses tinted. Ain't got no lazy eye.
It was good to hear
Ab Soul.
It was. So when around the 3 minute mark, when Cole comes in, he says some lines that could have been directed at Kendrick. He should have left it there.
My head envelops the pen. These ain't fan letters I craft. His album dropped. It was trash. I illiterate like I can't spell it.
Leave it alone. Don't put a song.
How ruined it though. We were so excited, and you just took everything away from hip hop right now.
He just didn't want to go to Arizona.
I'm sorry, man.
Just didn't want to go to Arizona.
It's like, I'm so disappointed in this man.
I know. I was listening to everything
weird
different.
Disappointment. It's like, why did you do this? What did you think you were going to get a whooping? Like, he brought God into this. He said, man, I'm not.
He was praying for everything but peace. Yeah. I'm world peace. He was just like, I'm praying that Kendrick don't. And then I'm going to take it on my chin, man. I'm going to take it on my chin.
Like, I'm going to have my chin out here. I said, shut up.
Oh, my God.
I'll be honest with y'all. As soon as I read the headline, and I normally don't do this, and said J. Cole apologizing, I didn't go no motherfucking further. I was like, you know what?
I watched that 3-minute video.
I was like, no.
I said,
man. I was like, no, I'm good.
You don't want to see it. Nah. That's good. Because it's pathetic. It's pathetic. Right. It's like, it's really embarrassing.
We got a lot of more beef
like,
to go.
It's going to take a lot. Hold on, man. Shut up. It's just going to take me a lot to get over this shit. Like, yo, man, this really fucked up my mood. Like, I was so excited to do this podcast, man. And then he did this shit. And I was like, what? I almost thought it was a dream. I was like, I hope this is not real.
Damn. You about to cry real in the car, man?
Man.
When your heroes let you down?
I love beef, man. I do.
It's fun.
I can't wait to. It's just really fun. Well, especially as an artist.
I mean, you disappointed in J. Cole. Maybe Drake will get off of this tour and maybe he'll go at Kendrick.
He gotta go at him. But now he gotta go by himself.
Yeah, his tag team partner hurt.
Yeah. He didn't quit. He didn't retire.
Oh, my goodness.
You might as well just say you retired, though, because I don't want to hear this. I'm the best.
Yeah, the fall off happened early. This is the fall off right
if
here.
If I was a. Like any rapper could be like J. Cole can't even say he the best no more. That's that.
No, I'm taking him out the top three. He's not in the big three no more. No.
No.
No. No. Sorry. You disappointed.
He's not in the big three. You don't deserve to be in the big three.
I was like, fam, Big Sean went at Kendrick. And J. Cole, not J. Cole, Jay-Z dissed Jay a felony. And I don't want to hear none of the and for y'all don't know, Jay a felony. You two know. Jay a felony wasn't nobody. And Jay-Z still mustered up the strength. So that's to the his heart ain't in it. His heart ain't in it. But then let y'all tell it, Tupac knew Biggie didn't shoot him. He still was beefing. So was Tupac a better actor? Like, what are you talking about? No, man, let's get to the bars.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yo. Let's get to the bars right.
Just get to the bar. Listen, you know what? Start listening to his Cole stuff when he was like, that Spider-Man meme is like me looking at Drake. I said, so Drake about to tuck tail? What's going on with and apologize too?
Drake got to be like laughing his ass off, like, oh my gosh, why do you do this? They knew he wasn't built for this, though. They're like, yeah, you're not built for this.
All he had to do was say nothing, and it still would have been better than this.
That's why you'd be like, what was your group at? Your group was trash because they should have told you, though.
Weren't they hyping him up on that YouTube video, though, that we watched?
That's why. Remember, I told you a couple of weeks ago that studio session, I'm like, oh, he's a bunch of yes men. Talking about some man, where your brain at on the second verse? I'm like, nope. I know y'all let him send out trash. Ain't no way. Man, ain't nobody in the sin could have sent that out. We'd be like, no, this ain't hard enough, man. This is Kendrick.
Yeah, we would have told you. We would have been like, either you need a harder beat. You need to go find a beat.
Oh man. Hey, what
you
if he had
to take some of Beanie Siegel lines?
Yo, but what if he had on stage? All right, let's scratch the Hail Mary part. Y'all wasn't the biggest fans of that. What if he started playing the Takeover and did a couple of bars and he ended it with XXKDOT? He don't want it with Cole. No.
How about he just didn't borrow anyone's shit and came up with something better?
He not built. He couldn't even diss no. He tried to diss no name. Like, that was dumb. When she called his ass out, like, nigga, you don't read no books. He's like, well, you maybe should teach talk to us like a child. Then when he did this little pump, he sat there and did an interview with him for an hour. I was like, well, stop dissing people. You're not good at this at all.
Yeah.
Golly. All right. Glorilla dropped Everything Is Everything. I enjoyed the little project. 8 songs on there. And one of the songs, she had talked, I think this one's called, what's it called? All right. She was saying that her and JT weren't on the best of terms.
Me and JT ain't the best of friends, but we ain't beefing. No beach is always having Anna. Did they keep a secret? Real. Forever clapping for the next beach. I ain't compete. Yeah. Pop your shit, bitch. Pop. Turn up on them people.
And then JT jumped on Twitter. But let me explain where this all started.
Oh, my God.
In October of last year, this dude, what's his name, Wiggins? Took to his YouTube channel. I think that might be Ken Barbie. I'm not sure. Alleging that Glorilla had an unfriendly encounter with JT backstage at the VMA Awards. And now the video is private. And it sparked an uproar amongst the rapper's fans, right? And then Glorilla had that I'm slapping rap bitches and making bell ho on Yeah Glow. So JT was like, you ain't never slapped ye. And she's like, but I didn't say that. So JT said, I been said she didn't. She the one who went radio silent, played into, released a song about slapping rap bitches, and that was Female Unity. Because, yeah, on IG, she was like, yo, Cardi and Nicki should do a song together. It'd be dope. Glorilla says, guess the last run-in had you think, oh, God, I wish people, I'm going to read this verbatim. Guess that last run-in had you think you the only bitch I touched. So I guess she didn't slap her, but she might have threw a purse at her. Then that's where that ends, right? JT today, for those who wanted season three of rap shit, just go to Twitter, because JT and Young Miami got into it. Manny Fontaine, did you hear about this?
No, I did not.
So, oh, let me pull this shit up, boy. This is embarrassing. I don't know. I don't think anybody look good. JT calls Young Miami a sad fucking case after being accused of dissing City Girls group member on solo records. This started with Young Miami just saying LOL. And then nobody knew what she was talking about. This was with Kim Barbie. And then she says, a bitch been sneak dissing me for weeks and I ain't say shit. What a bitch mad at me for? It goes on, and JT was like, you must be jealous, and what's name was like, you gaslighting. And JT said, girl, the internet told you which songs was about you. The one saying it's City Girl shit, even when it ain't City Girl shit. It was released under the City Girls, or the one that says, right. I hate reading people's tweets because they're fucking horrible. They say riding solo, but I'm still in the group. Get your phone back from whoever this is, baby. Don't play with me. They argue for a minute. What is going on? What? Why is this Meg's doing? Because everybody said Meg is the one that got everybody beefing because she kicked the year off. And I think it's the comedians. The rappers were like, yo, these comedians out here beefing. So
yeah, I don't know. I don't even care about this beef, Steven.
Okay, what about Meek Mill and Wale? You care about them beefing?
I didn't even understand what was going on. Like, I woke up and read some stuff, and then all of a sudden they were going at it.
Yep. So
I didn't know they were going. Oh my gosh, this is crazy.
It's a beef.
It's the eclipse, man.
This is Meek Mill was upset that Wale took a picture with his quote unquote former friend. Yeah, Meek Mill slams Wale for taking a picture with his former friend. He says, now I'm going to treat him like the streets every time I see him. Meek Mill says, no, with some dude. Wale never liked me. Now I'm going to treat him like the streets every time I see him. I gave him 1,000 chances. These guys be thinking they linking with the enemy, clown-ass niggas. I wish I would have knew the other day. I would have stressed you. I guess they were hanging out at WrestleMania together, so, but you wouldn't have did shit. Wale said, when you get in other people's on serious drama in the industry, 90% of the time, they be back friends eventually. And then you look silly. In the end, so I love minding my business. If a photo can create such vitriol, one has to ask himself some questions. Happy Monday.
He right.
Yeah. Meek Mill fired back and said, these females been being more solid than the males nowadays. Why is it men doing tell-alls and pick link-ups? If y'all don't like me that much, go at me.
Meek Mill has been real sensitive lately.
Ever since that Diddy shit.
Yeah. He's been real sensitive.
Meek Mill then posted a video of Ann Glizzy telling DJ Academics about a time when Wale allegedly tried to set him up. So, I don't know. It's not like this is one of the best connections. Is MMG even a thing? I don't think neither one of them are on it. I don't know if Rick Ross still has a label. Because who's that? Staley ain't there no more. Amarion ain't there no more. Like, who the hell's in that label? TJ Boss isn't out there.
Go to his concert next Saturday and ask him.
Oh, that's next Saturday? Yeah. I have my little microphone up there. Plugged up to nothing. Asking him, yo, is MMG still a label? Or are you just selling chicken wings? Anything
he else? Actually had a solid label. That's the problem.
Yeah. And then it didn't work out the way he wanted it to. RIP, man, to Mahbod Maghadam. I know I messed his name up. Mahbod Maghadam. He was the co-founder of Genius, which is one of my favorite sites that I go to get lyric breakdowns. He died at the age of 41, owing to complications from a reoccurring brain tumor. So RIP to him. Sad that all this beef is going on. Oh, you know what? Cole should have got up there and apologized to Big Sean. Big Sean just announced that his book is coming out. And then Cole disses Kendrick. And then he takes it back. So Big Sean is not getting any press. When he no. did his song, that's when Kendrick dissed. And that's another thing that bothered me, too. We could have went a whole episode on this. The nerve of J. Cole to put that out when Like That is the number one song in the country, on the number one album in the country. I said, fam, they're playing this shit in the clubs. This song is so hard. It won't even take you long to go on YouTube where they be like that. Just the Kendrick verse. That's how dope that song is. Pharrell Williams. Let's do his album too. That Black
Pharrell
Yacht
album.
Yeah, it's called Black Yacht Rock. It's free. You just got to go to the website and download it. It's free. Okay. It's not on streaming sites. Him and Chad Hugo are fighting over the Neptunes thing. So they got a 50-50 agreement where one can't do something without the other. And so Pharrell's company have filed some applications for trademark registrations, related to the Neptunes and the band Nerd, of which Hugo was also a founding member. A legal rep for Hugo claimed that these filings were made without the producer's knowledge or consent and an intentional move to cut him out of the brand. I'm hoping that it was just an accident and they cleared this up, because there's never been any beef or animosity between Pharrell and Chad Hugo. So that's just an update on that. All that talk, we only had 32 minutes. All right.
That's okay. What's your predictions for Kendrick? What do you think Kendrick going to do?
First of all, I wish more people listen to me. I'm so tired of people getting excited, Sarah being one of them. When Sarah sent that trailer for We Still Don't Trust You, I said, Sarah, I said there was two albums. I gave the dates. I corrected everything, you're not the only one. I was listening to Ebro in the morning, and Lord Star was like, oh my God, there's going to be a second one. I wouldn't be surprised if Kendrick's on that one, if We Still Don't Trust You, if he's on that one. Oh, speaking of predictions, though, does Drake have to just go at Kendrick, or does he have to have smoke for Future, Metro, Rick Ross, everybody who picked a side?
He already had a problem with Metro.
yeah, that's true.
I hope he goes to all of them.
All of them.
Drake is going to go at them, and it's going to be so subliminal. It's going to be something stupid. It's going to be like, I got more hoes than you. I got more money than you. That's all Drake got. Well, see, Drake ain't a lyricist.
Here's the thing, though. This is why Kendrick is so difficult to come at, because you really only get, you're not consistent as me, okay? But when I pop out, look what happens. You know what I'm saying? So you don't really have too many angles to come at him. You can't call him a fake gangster or nothing like that. So Drake, did y'all see Pusha T comment on the Drake shit recently?
What is that?
Probably something hilarious.
It was. It was somebody saying, for all this Drake mob talk, nothing happened to Pusha T. Like, nobody laid a finger on Pusha T, and he's like, not even a pinky. And he's like, LOL. I was like, yeah, he does a lot of mob talk. maybe that's what J. Cole meant. We both liars. You know, he lies about being, connected to the mob, and I lie about being the best, because we ain't
going. How you think J. Cole's sleeping now, tonight?
Like a baby. Thumb in his mouth. Second on his little thumb in a fetal position. Shoot.
Man. He like called him and apologized and anything, man.
But here's the thing, that bothers. If y'all cool, why didn't you just call him and say, hey, what you guys, what's the problem? Let me check the temperature. Instead, you jumped out the window with a song?
Why are we still talking about this?
Nah, man, it's the story of the week.
No, it is. First of all, you should have called Kendrick, because Kendrick would have told you, don't apologize to nobody. Let's just play it out. He would have told him that. Like, let's just play it out, because the apology was the dumbest thing you could ever do. He should have just called him. That's your boy anyway. And then you would have realized how lighthearted it was. You could keep talking that shit. You think he believes? You think his albums are trash? He don't believe that. He knows you like him. Like, man, come on. Come on, Jay. Like, man, it's I can't the same believe
They was roasting J. Cole. It's like, fam, you made a song about losing your virginity. Man, you had a song about folding clothes. You call this nigga boring?
Man.
They found
the conversation was so great.
Yeah,
so you ruined it. We're having a good hip hop conversation.
Ruined it. Yeah. Ruined it. Like, golly.
Don't man, worry, just... y'all. Boy Drake will come in and put his cape on and fucking save like the it. Day.
I guarantee you gonna like it too.
Like what?
It's a bop.
I ain't gonna lie. That Drake song pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It'd probably be the best song he's released in a long time. In all fairness, but I mean, I'm not anticipating it. I'm not like, woo, can't wait for Drake to come out.
Drake gonna be smart. He's waiting until the summer. I bet whatever he dropped gonna be played in the clubs. You're gonna hit it everywhere.
I mean, he could have done anything. He could have got a 666 beat. We should have talked to him. I said, get a 666 beat.
Yeah,
man,
I was over there working with, I was trying to give Drake some pointers. But yeah, we should have gave Cole.
Oh, let's talk about WrestleMania. What y'all think, man? Cody Rhodes, you cried?
No. Cody finished his story. Good for him.
There you go.
I should have started off with that. That was the biggest news.
Wait, who did he go against? The Rock?
The Roman Reigns.
Oh, I thought he went against The Rock. Now that Rock a Trumpy and everything.
He's not. But he ain't. He's like, I'm not going to endorse Joe Biden. I don't like the way the country is. And cancel culture really bugs me. And I would have said, who been canceled?
He said it on Fox News, though.
I know. I would have said, but yeah, obviously they ain't going to challenge him. I'm like, who been canceled? Who? Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby? All right. They should not be canceled. Give me somebody who was like, you know what? They weren't really that bad. Morgan Wallen said the N-word, number one country artist. Then he got arrested for throwing some shit off a roof bar top.
WrestleMania was long. I tried to watch that shit, man. I tried.
But why? That ain't even your thing.
I know, because I just wanted to, like, everybody been talking about wrestling a lot more, so I'm just like, let me see what it's about.
They're only talking about it, Jermaine, because The Rock made a comeback.
And The Rock looks old out there. I don't know if anybody goes.
He's been looking old since Black Adam.
Yeah, man, that was a couple of years ago.
And it's really hard for these guys because he tries to stay in good shape, but man, you can look old as fuck. Just let it go, bro.
He can get some Botox and fix them wrinkles.
Nah,
he just don't want to go that route.
Yeah, but let them be old, but like just know that you are old though.
Jonathan Majors sentenced to 52-week domestic violence intervention program.
One fucking year.
That's good.
Yeah, it's really good for him. He didn't get no jail time, no nothing. I was like, man, take your ass to them classes and don't mess that shit up and just move on with your life.
Yeah. Hopefully get back into some movies.
He probably won't be getting the roles he was set up to get, though.
America or Hollywood love a good redemption story. He has the ability to come back to
him. Good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, you want a little taste of that?
No, I'm straight.
Oh, okay. That you want. How was your weekend, though? We done. I ain't got no more to talk about.
Yeah,
Jermaine didn't care about nobody else's beef but J. Cole's.
We could have just talked about that and cut it short about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, we could have. Yeah,
it's fine.
We've been doing long ones for the last couple times anyway. What'd you say about my weekend? It was straight. Nothing. That was spectacular.
You didn't celebrate National Deep Dish Pizza Day on Friday?
You know, Midwest people don't really eat deep dish. I don't know why we act like we still do. We pretend like it for the rest of the world, but we don't like deep dish.
I like it. I just don't eat it.
Every blue moon, but we
it's like an event pizza.
It's like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you can't eat that shit every day.
It's something you have once a year. Yeah, you have once a year. You're like, oh, that's really delicious. Can't wait till next year where I have it again.
I don't know who I'm talking to.
When did you have deep dish this year?
About 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, we had it. I get the freezer.
We didn't have it at the bar?
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, when pizza's half off. Especially, what you call it? Luminati's is doing half off pizza on Tuesdays for like a month till like May 6th.
Oh, okay.
So if y'all want to get into that. I was trying to pull this quarter up to see if I can see... Manny Fontaine's thoughts on this. Where is it at, Sarah? You got it memorized?
Oh, about how y'all Aquarius niggas be thinking y'all the smartest person in the room and y'all full of shit? Yeah.
Who said that? Oh.
It was on a message board.
Yeah, she
wow,
was
like, that, and you concur with him? You agree?
I was upset that Sarah didn't stick up for me. I really was.
Have you ever sat and had a conversation with John and had him ream you about how you should be doing something with your life because he's doing it with his life?
You a lying ass.
See? It's not a lie.
Yeah,
it's dead ass serious.
I don't believe you.
You don't feel like you're the smartest person in the room, John?
No. I feel like I don't know enough, so I keep reading.
There we go. Well, there you have it.
No, that's not where you have it. John feels like if you don't read it, you're unattractive.
No, I said it's unattractive for a person not to read. I don't feel like you are unattractive. Shoot, you think there ain't bad people out here, like sexy people who don't read? I just think it's unattractive if you don't. I don't think you ugly. Anyway, this is the quote, Manny Fontaine. I can't stand Aquarian men. I'm an aqua woman, but the men, they talk a lot about nothing and swear they're the smartest person in the room, and people be letting them talk and talk. They get away with being deep, quote unquote. All Aquarian men are this way. Kings of word salad, talking in cursive. And then in the end, they get away with being deep when you're really just confused by all that they just said. Don't let them fool you. Hashtag free game.
Damn. That is crazy. That was harsh.
But then
that
this what bothered me, right? Sarah was like, I agree. And then I said, but you go up and tell your doctor friends that I'm smart. You be like, my husband's smart. He be doing this.
But the thing is that I could big up you. Don't come in and demean me.
Hold up. Wait, no. Don't demean you. I was just saying, what you call it? It's not like I'm like, I am so smart. SMRT. I don't be saying that to you.
Yeah,
I'm The Simpsons.
No, you may not be saying it verbatim, but that's how you be acting. Like, man, I read fucking books and I go to the gym. Everybody should be like John.
That means I'm smart because I go to the gym and read a book.
No, it's the whole point. You think everyone should have that lifestyle? Like,
no,
man,
I don't.
Man, look at me. Look at my body.
No, look at it.
I'm 42.
You're a lie and a half.
Her John voice is hilarious.
No, she's lying.
Look at my body.
She
I'm
is
42.
Lying. She know good and well. I'll be doing that best.
Does this sound like a lie? Like this? Does this sound like something I could just be making up off the top of my head?
Sarah, this is how you feel about me. This is not what I say. You are
John,
the projector.
In a period of 2 weeks, you said it's unattractive because I don't read books. Just got out of nurse school. You said that don't fucking count. And then you said, look
Sarah,
at your belly.
Sarah, look how mad you sound. You sound real mad, and I don't like that tone. You got to change your. You sound mad
because
at them Jay-Z Cole there.
Because I'm pointing this stuff. I have actual facts, and you're like, that's not me. That's not what it said. And I'm like, John, you just said this to Mexico.
Here's the problem. If you have issues, say it to me. Why are you saying it to Jermaine and the rest of the pod? That don't make any sense. Think about it. Sarah just said I said some things to her. Do I come on this pod and be like, man, my girl don't read. My girl don't go to jail. I don't say none of that. But you just told on me. This is
and
a problem.
I told on myself too, I guess, because
no,
I don't read and I don't go to the gym.
Man, get out of here. Don't see.
She did.
No.
And you be like, you should be more like me.
No, I do not say you should be more like me.
I like the verse, the voices you give it. More like me.
No, are you up here laughing a little behind off, thinking it's funny?
It's funny.
No, it's not funny at all. Shoot.
I don't know. I don't think Aquarius are like that, but
Jermaine, did you change your voice?
You think I'm like that?
Jermaine, you changed
Jermaine,
your mic.
you give everyone life advice. You be having the best advice.
But she said that we're confusing. We don't know shit. We fake.
Yeah, see, that's what problem. Sarah agreed with all of that, but she's like, she never said, John confused the hell out of me. What made he do this? Only thing she'll say is, I'm a Sour Patch Kid. She'd be like, you be really sweet to me.
I'm telling you that you come in preaching and I be sitting there trying to have my peace.
Sarah, I said you agreed with everything and you've never said that I've confused you.
You confuse me all the time.
See, now look at that. A new news. She never
Yo,
told me that.
Funny as fuck, man.
Yeah, you think it's hilarious. Dude, you think it's funny. Shoot, who's the fool? You married the Aquarius, man. Now you the fool. Shoot.
Shit, I married my daddy. So,
you got issues then. you better go talk to therapists. Your dad confuses you too?
He confuses my mom.
Oh my gosh.
There you go.
All right. You want me to copy this and send it to you so you can read it to your mom? Like, mom, is dad like this?
She an Aquarius woman.
This is what this woman said. I'm an Aquarius woman.
Yeah, I'll find it tomorrow when I go to their house. I'm like, mom, I got to read this quote to you.
All right, I'm done.
They don't want to start at their house too.
After all that shit, saying, "Oh, you go." Anyway, at one and only, at Kicks and Coffee, at Manny Fontaine, at Studio Flow Pod. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Peace.
Once upon a time, I was falling in love, but now I'm only falling apart. can do a total eclipse of the heart.